Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Everybody
out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Today, I want to just share something with you along your way to wherever it is you're trying to get to. You know, everybody has a different definition for success. And I'm not here to tell you what yours should be. I mean, please pursue whatever you think success is. Aim as high as you can, though. That's for sure. My father used to say all the time, I'm sure you all have heard it in different variations, but he used to always say, aim for the moon. Just in case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. He'd say that to me all the time. So that always was in me to aim high. Now, he wasn't saying aim with the intent to miss. He was just saying aim. In case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. If you aim for the moon. But if you just aim for that first floor window and you miss it, you know, you usually run into some type of wall and nothing happens. You slither down. But a lot of times I think along the way, folks, you know, we just don't understand what all it takes. And so we give up along the way. But there's a couple of things I want you to prepare yourself for. You know, in my book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, I told people that men love three ways. They profess, they provide, they protect. And that's the core essence of a man's love. Well, there's some other P's in life, too. And the number one thing you have to understand about trying to be successful, and I guess I'll call this the four P's. I may come up with five along the way. I don't know. I'm just talking as it's given to me. So I'm gonna start by saying that these are the four P's of success that you have to get ready for. Number one is pressure. Pure pressure. Being successful is just pressure. A lot of it is applied by the circumstance of what you're trying to go for and what you're trying to do. But a lot of it also is self-imposed pressure. It's what you put on yourself to make it. It's a sense of urgency. It's a sense of necessity. But pressure is the first thing I want you to be ready for. And pressure comes in a lot of different forms, but it's going to be pressure. There's an old saying that pressure busts a pipe. See, that's why most people turn around, because of the pressure of trying to be successful. I want you to get it in your mind that it is going to be a pressurized situation on your rise to the top. Pressurized. It's going to be pressure. It's going to be difficult to do. It's going to be moments when it seems like it's real heavy. It's going to be moments, man, when it feels like you're going to burst. Us all comes from pressure. Pressure busts a pipe. Pressure. But understand that that is what it is. It's not going to change. That's it. Prepare yourself. Get ready for there to be pressure. The second thing I want you to understand is when you receive this pressure, you have to persist. You got to stay at it. You got to develop a doggedness. There's a song out that says, "Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me." That's a funny line in that song, because really I was thinking about it one day. I was humming it, and it occurred to me, said, "Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me." And, you know, now you could take it in the literal sense that cat chases the dog, because it's innately, it's in his spirit that cats and dogs are a lot of times enemies. Now, people have pets and have proven that if you show love on both sides, they can exist. And that happens too. But naturally, innately, when your cat goes by a dog and your dog don't recognize him, there's some barking going on. I'm talking about just walking through the neighborhood or something. So, but the reason that this dog is so persistent towards this cat is just because it's in him. It's innately in him. And what I'm saying to you, just using that as an analogy, is that you got to be persistent in that you got to develop some dog in you now, because pressure takes some fighting back. See, if you don't fight back against pressure, pressure bust a pipe. So what you think it'll do to you? Pressure crack walls. Pressure cause explosions. So if you don't fight back to hold it in, you understand? Pressure does most people in. The simple thing called pressure. The weight of what it feels like to want to be successful every single day, over and over and over and over and over. It's just too much pressure. People crack. You got to persist. You have to persist. The thought of giving up can come, but you got to get it out. You got to persist. The next thing I want you to think about is another something that I've been thinking about for years and learned for years. It's called perseverance. See, to persist means to insist. Key word in persist is insist. You must insist that this is going to happen. Now, the persist, I'm assuming, means it's a proaction. It's some type of proaction that you go towards it to make it, you know, persist. You got to be persistent. You got to be constantly at it. Insisting that it happens, you got to be constantly at it. But the next thing I want you to remember is perseverance. Perseverance is important. Perseverance means that when you've done your best, when you've persisted, when you're fighting back against the pressure, perseverance simply means I'm going to hang in here now. I'm going to hang in here. If a crack come in the pipe, I'm going to hang in there. If the pipe bust, I'm going to keep going. If I got to put duct tape, silly glue, Bondo, mud, whatever I got to put on this thing, man, I'm going to use perseverance. I'm going to stay with it no matter what. So we looking at the three things again. You got to understand that it's going to be pressure, that you're going to have to persist. Key word in persist is insist. You have to insist that no matter what the pressure is, I'm going to stay with it. But then perseverance, if it goes wrong, man, you got to get in there and keep fighting. But then, Lord have mercy, nothing helps you handle the three P's better than the fourth P. You got to pray. You got to use prayer. You got to talk to God. You got to use faith. You got to have some conferences with him late at night, early in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, when you're on the train, when you're driving. You got to talk to God, man. You got to get yourself some help along the way. Nothing is bigger than prayer. There is nothing bigger than prayer. Prayer will help you overcome the pressure. Prayer will help you stay persistent. And Lord have mercy, prayer will help you persevere. Them is the four P's. That just came to me today. God gave that to me. I'm passing it on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I have exactly 21 minutes after the hour. That would mean that it has begun, that the greatest show on earth is off and on the run. It may not be conceivable to most of you, but I'll tell you one thing. It is the place to be and the thing to do. Those of you that are wondering what's going on today, just hang on. Hang on. It's about to get underway. Why did I learn how to rhyme so swell? Well, it comes from playing with myself. When you're just a little boy, you can sit there and just get it on all by your damn self. It's lonely hours being great. That's what I was as a child. Everybody else was just sitting over there just doing real regular old kid stuff. I was out there killing it, cracking them over the head, trying to figure out my next move. Yes, I was a happy child and a lone child. I was me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I was going to snap like poet.
There we go.
Deepness.
Yeah, 2-drink minimum.
Yeah. Deepness early.
But his delivery was dry.
I know.
Yeah.
It was
weird.
I just... Yeah. Well, yeah. Did we learn anything there?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes,
what did we learn?
He was a lonely child.
Lonely child. Lonely child.
A lonely rhyming child.
Yes.
Stop all that damn rhyming.
He could have been a rapper. That's what we learned. He could have been a rapper.
Did you ever hear that while growing up? Stop all that rapping. Rhyming. Did you ever hear that?
Stop all that talking, just talking, because I was the only child. My sister just talked. Was a winner, just talking.
You just talked a lot?
It was a conversation.
Yeah, I talked a lot. I mean, not really. I think my problem was. I don't know. I had so many damn
problems.
And still.
Are they problems or dreams?
Look at you
or,
now, well, though. I mean, what do you mean problems?
A whole new set of problems.
Hey, are y'all talking to me without an appointment?
I forgot.
So what we ain't finna do, you gonna start listening to this damn internet.
Oh,
that's what we
who you was all over that, the TV, Fred?
Man. I thought that was just boy. TV. That was radio, too?
Man.
I mean, you know, man, I didn't even really know. You know, it's an amazing thing about God. He shields me from so much.
Yes, he does.
Because he understands the effect it is. He shields me from a lot. I just, you know, it's like I've been in the middle of a hurricane.
Mm.
And I'm the eye. And I just sit there. And God has taught me this. It's going to be a lot swirling around you. You just stay in that eye, that center where I got you. Don't step out in that swirl and get caught up in it, and just let the swirl happen. It's going to die down. You know what this is from. We done been through this before.
You
so heard. That's what it is. So I accept it, man, and get on. Mm. Yeah. Do with it.
Well, we usually do. Ask the CEO today, do you think?
Yeah.
No, hell yeah, I think it's even a better idea.
It's ask the CEO,
Yeah,
right,
we coming back.
Coming up.
Something funny. Ask the CEO, the one that sent the memo out that y'all want to put all over the damn TV.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, here we are. It's time for something funny, and guess what? It is today.
It's Monday. Yeah.
Y'all can come on and get yourself warmed up right now. This is
Ask the CEO. Yeah, and what a good time to ask me something, too. Fresh off the memo that's been all over TV.
Is this your favorite segment?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because, man, people don't get it.
Oh, I'm ready to ask.
Well, yeah. When do we start?
Yeah, who asks the first question? Yeah,
right now.
All right.
Who's first?
You want to be first?
Yes,
sounds
I would
like you
like
want
to
be first. Go ahead.
Oh, new man, come on.
Yes, yeah. Right. I have a very important question, and since it's so new and so personal.
Excuse me. Yes, what sir. I do is I point at it. It's like a press conference. Yeah, go ahead, new man. New man.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Harvey. Thank you very much for allowing me to ask a question. Thank you for your graciousness allowing me to ask you a question to be in the same presence of you.
What we need to do is get to the question, though.
I'm trying, sir. I just want to get all this out. I want to get
patient.
Yeah. So my question is so serious that what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Tommy to ask it. Okay, how about that? So Tommy has my question. I'm through.
Oh. You scared, Dad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly how I like it. Go ahead, Tommy.
Mr. CEO, there was an email sent out about no cussing here at the job, but it seems like, CEO, you've been doing a lot of cussing. It seems like you're contradicting what you're telling us to not do, but you're doing it yourself.
No, I ain't contradicting nothing. Y'all can't cuss. You bet not cuss, or you won't have a job. Can't nobody fire me. Next question.
That was not my question. That was his question. He asked.
Mr. CEO.
Lady with the big eyes. Go ahead.
I just want to know, it's summertime coming along. Vacation season is starting up. And have you changed your mind, your policy on the no vacation stance that you've had in the past, considering the memo that's floating around?
Memo, first of all, is not floating around. The memo was leaked by a disgruntled employee that ain't working in L.A. That's what that was. Now, as far as your vacation go, submit your vacations, and then I need a time frame that you want to have a vacation, and I'll determine whether you're going or not.
What does that mean?
Wait a minute, huh? But you know we're all owed vacation. I mean, that's part of
No. What you owed is your check, and that's what you get. You're not owed a vacation. You request a vacation.
Well, that's part
and
of
if too many
employed.
Requests is on the same day, somebody ain't going.
Well, sir, the problem is that you have all the vacation days when we want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, look like you need to get your own company then, don't it, little man?
God.
Wait a minute.
Man.
Oh, my God. We're never going on vacation.
Next question.
We're stuck here.
So you can't go on vacation, so the option is get your own company? Those are the options?
Next question.
Or we're stuck here. Next question.
What I'm not going to have is this uprising.
Really?
I'll squash it now.
Next question. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. So we would like to talk to you before we actually go on the air. Run some ideas by you. You know, we send you emails and text messages and you don't answer. So how are we supposed to get these ideas and creativity going for the show?
Well, you ain't supposed to. See, why would I do show prep when I'm already great? Next question.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Mr. CEO.
Next question. Other little man, what's up?
You said that we have to make an appointment to speak with you.
Yeah.
That was
pretty MO. But we have to make an appointment with you. Who do we make the appointment with? Is it with you?
I have no idea.
You don't
but
know.
If you don't get one, you better not talk to me. Next question.
Appointment with
you. You have one.
Make me understand this. It's been brought to my attention that you're doing some cutbacks. You've taken everybody's computer and replaced it with pen and paper. How are we supposed to look up different things and find out what's going on in the world if you took our computer?
Well, the computers is company cutbacks. The pen and paper is old school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But what's the problem?
Well, I can't Google nothing.
I can't do your work. You need your time.
I can't. See, that's what's wrong with y'all young people today. Y'all always want to Google something, learn something. Go down to the library, find the card catalog, look up the book, get on the elevator, go see if the book is there. Do it the way I did. If you don't want the job, move on.
Mr. CEO, I have one.
Yeah, new man.
Yes. The question is, do you like us?
That's obvious. Next question.
Mr. CEO.
Big Eye Lady, what's going on?
Okay, it's Shirley Strawberry with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Okay, there have been several requests, Mr. CEO, for interviews. In light of this, I hate to keep bringing it up, but this memo that's out here from you, no one can reach you. Mm-hmm. So consequently, we get the texts, we get the emails, we get the calls. What are we supposed to say?
Deal with it. I'm dealing with it. You deal with it. Support your CEO.
We do. We're exhausted.
Yes. You exhausted. I got 44 interview requests from CNN all the way down to radio.online. You ain't near as exhausted as me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how the memo got to be such a big ass issue. We got North Korea blowing up bombs over there close to Russia. We got a president and fired Comey. You're sitting up in here, you don't know what spies are talking about. We got a whole world of chaos over here. The Republicans don't like the Democrats. The Democrats don't like the Republicans. Bernie Sanders over there trying to figure out what the hell he going to do if he going to be here in 4 years to make a difference. No. All of this going on is somebody worrying about a damn emo from a man. That would be me. Deal with it.
Oh, God. We will be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, you heard the latest. You got your issue, Steve, but Monique, our girl Monique, went in on Lee Daniels, Tyler Perry, and Oprah Winfrey. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. But up next, right now, it's church complaints, because it's Monday.
Yes, it is.
So honored to be the pastor of such a great church as the JPJJ. Of the JPJJ.
That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Sorry. Try not to forget your role in this thing, Deacon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We, on this Monday, as usual, began to address the problematic institution that is this church. We reside with the most ungrateful membership in the history of congregations. A Def Jam is their representative, or go ahead.
Pastor, we are having a No Weave Sunday every third Sunday. Yeah. Pastor, we don't think this is going to be good for the kids. We don't think they should attend church because they won't know who their mothers are. We are asking you if you approve for the kids to stay home. No Weave Sunday every third.
No, first of all, I'm shutting down No Weave Sunday. We are the jackpot joint of the Jerusalem. Ain't no jackpot if ain't no people in the joint.
Mm.
Weaves is allowed.
Thank you.
Weaves drop offering in the tray.
Come on, man. Okay. Look at the big picture. Come on.
Ain't no weaves without us.
All right. No Weave Sunday is now canceled. Let me write that down. I know Sister Bernice is going to be excited about that.
Can you get on with the rest of the announcements? That joke
Yes,
done.
Pastor. One of our white members, Billy Joe McGillicuddy, who is also a member of the KKK, just found out on Ancestry.com that he has African-American descent. He says he wants to say the N-word freely at church now.
Well, let me just speak rather directly here. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody never liked Brother Billy Joe, no damn way.
Thank you.
And I'm going to allow him to use the N-word so we can get rid of his ass once and for all. Now, you come up in here, Brother Billy Joe, with the N-word, and ain't nobody got this copy of Ancestry.com but you.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the look and the tone of your voice, it ain't gonna. I wish you would.
There it is.
Please, I wish. Don't matter of fact, Deacon. Don't even bring that. Tell him I said bring it. And then tell the membership I said act accordingly.
Yeah.
He wants to use the word, but all right, man.
Moving on. Betty ain't gonna want to after this.
Brace yourself for this one, Pastor. We have a new member that joined this past Sunday. Brother Joyner joined church and is now asking that he can bypass being baptized. But we don't do that. You have to be baptized. And he's asking to not be baptized. And but he's asking for you to clear that where he don't have to be. It's strictly up to you, though.
No. No, we're not clearing that. As a matter of fact, I'm baptizing you myself. Deacon, I don't need you to put a little extra water in the pool.
It's called a baptismal, not a drowning.
Yeah. We're going to be down there for a while. You might as well get baptized in the Mediterranean, and we're going to have that water so deep. Oh. Now, I don't know how long you can hold your old ass breath, but you better get ready. I'll tell you that.
He didn't give a first name.
We don't need a first name. Anybody in that family gets same treatment. Same treatment. We don't give a damn who it is. Your last name, Joyner. You want to join the church? Come on. I'm baptizing myself. I'm baptizing. With some brass knuckles.
What happened? Wow, Pastor.
Go easy on them, Pastor.
You never hardly baptize people.
No, yeah, I don't.
You normally
yeah, anymore.
Two deacons do the baptizing. I'm down there on this one, though.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I'm down there on this one. You're going to get your sins washed away if you don't get anything else. All of them. I'm bringing in witnesses, too. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, Pastor. There was a situation this past Sunday. As you know, it was Mother's Day. The oldest mother, Jacinda Kavanaugh, who was 103 years old, with 16 kids, 98 grandbabies, and 42 great-grandbabies, and 21 great-great-great-grandbabies, wanted to have all the pews on the right side of the church. But Moselle Santee says all the Santees were coming in. It was 180 of them. So if you was wondering what was going on over on the right side of the church, they was arguing about the pews. You're going to have to fix this for next time
we have a family. I was quite curious about that, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
That uproar and all them people looked the same. And you know what? I said, what's going on? Why is it so many ugly people on the right-hand side of the church?
Yeah, the Santees and the Kavanaugh.
They all look similar. Mm-hmm. I said, I've been doggone. I was sitting over there. I thought it was Harambe family that came in all the mothers there for Harambe. All sitting over there. All them people in them damn color dressed like that. All of them had a corsage, but some of them was eating a corsage. That's what I'm saying.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know how fat you got to be sitting up there and eat your Mother's Day croissant?
Faster.
But they was only eating it with their lips, though. They never saw their teeth. They were just eating them with their lips. Damn, it looked like a Rombe family. Okay. Well, I want you all to know also I've added that we're going to have a memorandum service for Harambe, the gorilla that got shot. Had the little baby in the park, and then we're collecting an offering for the baby that fell in the park with Harambe.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because his mama whipped his ass so bad when he got out the gorilla cage, his whole left side is shut down. We're trying to get him in therapy. We're trying to rehab the baby.
Is the baby allowed to go to the zoo anymore, Pastor? Because he will be at vacation Bible school and they going to take it.
That baby done been to the last zoo.
We'll be back to talk about Monique when we come back. Oh, man. A lot of stuff going on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is coming up with our national news and our headlines. But, excuse me. But first, let's get to this big story going around Hollywood about Monique. Monique went in on Lee Daniels and Oprah Winfrey over her allegedly being blackballed in Hollywood. We're gonna try and get to this story as gingerly as possible. While performing at the Apollo Theater, world famous Apollo, over the weekend, a video surfaced of Monique telling the audience she was whiteballed by some black D's. Okay, fill in the blanks. Not only did she single out Lee Daniels and Oprah, she also threw Tyler Perry's name in the mix for not paying her or treating her fairly. She told the crowd the media moguls could all suck her D if she had one. Okay? Apparently, Monique called it whitebalding because it's white folks in Hollywood who no longer want to work with her. Take a listen.
Thank you, Mr. Lee Daniels. Woo! Thank you, Mr. Tyler Perry. Thank you, Ms. Oprah Winfrey. No, baby, I wasn't blackballed. I was by some hat, no. And see, I know they like to say, Monique, you talk too much. It would kill me not to say the real. It would kill me not to say the real. You are not paying me equally. You are not treating me fairly. So y'all can my if I had one.
Wow.
God.
Whoa.
Man. Okay. Okay.
That was Monique. God.
Yeah, that was Monique.
There goes Precious too. That won't be done.
That
is not happening.
The sequel.
I see Precious going. I got the script. Let me just. There goes the script. That's it right there.
Wow.
That's well, over.
Jay will be starring in Precious.
See, the one thing Precious about me, if you're my friend,
yeah,
I try to stay with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Monique been my girl for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyler Perry's my friend.
Right.
Oprah Winfrey's my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They good
Oprah's.
People.
Yeah, Oprah's
they good
hero.
People. But I've always known Monique to be good people. So I think, I don't know if this, I know it's out of frustration. It's out of frustration. In comics, comedians, we take our frustrations to the stage
off. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Could this be a big misunderstanding?
Yes.
Just an all a big misunderstanding or miscommunication? Because
I mean, I understood what she said, but mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. That's wrong for her to say that. I'm not with her this time, Steve, because I just did Greenleaf, so I don't want to make no enemies.
With Oprah. Yeah, with Oprah.
I just did it.
I mean, two episodes ago.
So, you know what I'm saying? It was two episodes. Totally disagree. And I work for Tyler Perry.
Yes.
So that means I ain't got one more phone call to get.
This is crazy. No.
She's my girl, but I'm just saying, I'm not with that.
Yeah.
I,
Good night.
I love Monique. Mm. That's a tough one, though. That's
we love all the people involved. Yeah.
Yeah, but I love Tyler Perry, man. That's my dude, man. And Oprah she's just been a real. Mm. She's taught me, man, so many things. You know, I've had some crisis moments, and Tyler and Oprah have picked that phone up. Let me help you out, man. Let me help you out. You know, do this, do that, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
Can you?
But then Monique and I have been friends for so long, man. We toured together. We've done everything together.
Yeah, the Queen's
comedy, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish I could just say it was just a joke.
No, you can't say that.
She sounded angry a little bit. Yeah. We need to get to the news, though. Please introduce Miss Ann.
What?
Please introduce Miss Ann.
You got no problems on your own.
Trying to see if that's going to outweigh that memo I wrote.
You need something right now.
You should thank Monique.
You need something right now.
Me and Monique right now just being there for each other. That's why I'm kind of supportive. And we going to play this back all morning just to make sure it get legs.
Are you going to leak it, Steve?
Leak it? It didn't leak.
Yeah, 720, Monique.
All right, let's get to Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Oh, boy. All right. Okay, Europe's police agency says Friday's malware attack has hit at least 150 countries, affecting more than 100,000 organizations. Hundreds of cybersecurity experts on the job now dispatched in an effort to stop the malware from spreading further once people begin their new work week today. Please don't open any detachments or something, attachments that you really don't know. Don't open them because it's a really world of trouble. By the way, North Korea launched another missile test over the weekend. The White House says this one landed in waters closer to Russia than Japan and is calling on nations to beef up sanctions against the Pyongyang government. Members of Congress demanding clarification in the wake of President Trump's Friday tweet where he seemed to suggest that private conversations between he and James Comey might have been taped. So far, neither Trump or his surrogates have anything. They're not confirming it. They say they have nothing more to say on the matter. But that upsets not only Democrats, but some Republicans, like South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He addressed the issue on NBC's Meet the Press.
You can't be cute about tapes. If there are any tapes of this conversation, they need to be turned over.
Senator Graham is calling for a subpoena. Coalition of 25 groups from across the country held a Mother's Day bailout this weekend. Poor black women being held in jail for got their bails paid. And the head of the group, one of them anyway, Southerners on New Ground, Mary Hooks, told the Reverend Sharpton about
it. None of these women have told their stories, been tried or convicted. You have one out of nine black children without a parent at home because they cannot afford bail. And as black people, we have a mandate to avenge the suffering of our ancestors and to earn the respect of future generations.
That was on MSNBC. And today, International Baking Day, International Day of Families, and National Dinosaur Day. Reminds me of my favorite movie. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Eugene the Butterfly coming up 20 minutes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., J. Anthony Brown. Good morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful Monday. So good morning to all of you all.
Hey, Butterfly.
Hey, Butterfly. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. Flutter, flutter.
You know, right now, I have to thank all of my fans that came out and saw me over the weekend in Dallas in the play Mama's Boy. I just want to say thank you, thank you. And all of the standing ovations that I received, I just want to say thank you so much.
How many standing ovations did you get? It ain't but one.
It was seven shows, Stephen, and every single one of them, people were on their feet for Eugene Antoine Ferguson.
For you, at the end, or while you was out there?
When I first came, when I graced the stage, when I came out.
Oh, soon as
when
you walk out, you get a standing ovation. And don't nobody know you. Okay.
Well, I saw the play, Steve, and I'm here to tell you again, Tommy was better.
Don't do that again, Jay. Don't do that.
Wow.
Don't do that, because that has put us on. And you know what? The movie that I have written for all of us, you're not going to be in it due to your attitude and your actions.
So there. Well.
What's okay. the movie, Eugene?
I'm waiting on
it. I have written a film called Undercover Detective.
Jay, I wouldn't worry about it because who stole Papa Ray money wasn't all that either.
Jay was in that, Unc. You know that.
What?
I wasn't in that movie. Jay was in Papa Ray's money.
J
Jay.
Did he steal Papa Ray's money?
I didn't steal Papa Ray's.
You got Jordan in
him. Jay, and you gonna try, but Eugene, you gonna threaten him with not being in the next movie after he was in Papa Ray's money?
Well, that's his wrong. Attitude has changed, Stephen. It just took a turn last week, and he soiled me. He really did.
Can I just thank you now for not putting me in that movie?
But to set the record straight, D'Anthony Brown, Mr. Harvey never saw it. Was Papa Ray Money a good show?
It was excellent. It was excellent. And
how the hell is excellent? And it only showed one time. Obviously, no one else felt that way.
Well, I saw it. It was a good play. Yeah, it was a good play.
You need more people to agree.
Why are you throwing salt, Steve Harvey?
How that salt?
Because you're just a salty person. You're just so mean.
Eugene,
what?
You just told Jay that you wasn't going to put him in a new movie you wrote. I just thought I'd bring up the play that you wrote.
I'm now, if sorry, I brought up the emails that you wrote, then I would be wrong. Moving along.
Well, my email got more views than that damn play.
Keep it out here. You're going to make me call TMZ. You're not gonna disrespect me or my segment.
We left on a Friday. We was home Saturday morning.
Coming up next, J. Anthony Brown will be here to murder another hit. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. It's your boy's time. He's here. Time to slay another one, murder another one.
Well, you know, somebody told me Family Feud. I don't know where you got that man from. But Lord have mercy, I'll be waiting on these songs.
We've been friends for years. We go way back, like Cadillac seats. That's what he said, right? Uh-huh. So what's the list? The list will probably get longer today. Mm-hmm. We're going to put Kirk Franklin's name on the list.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. You mean with...
Yeah. The song is called Happy. Oh, jeez. And my song is called Nappy.
Okay.
Check it out.
You know, hair chemicals can hurt you. Hair chemicals can change you. What will hair chemicals do to you? Come on now.
I'll just let it be nappy.
Just let it be nappy right now.
I will not care what people say. If they are
if they're not offering
to pay. My hair is not meant to lay.
Just let it be nappy.
I'ma be nappy.
Let it be nappy right now.
Keep that hot comb up on the stove.
Leave that relaxer down at the stove, y'all.
So I like it nappy.
Just use lots
of
grease.
Just use lots of grease.
Rub it through your hair.
Rub it on your hands.
That's what you do now.
It won't hurt your fingers when you run through my hair.
Take it up higher.
If it's natural,
that's what you do, girl.
Don't you try to change your look.
Have some pride. Let it be the beat on the way.
You should know you're not alone.
Say Jesus,
say
Jesus, take the comb, take the comb, Jesus.
Comb. Those butt shots will look so nice and neat.
You just wanna be nappy.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. Let it be nappy right now.
Don't you wanna be nappy?
And all that is Christian and all that is good, let it be nappy right now. Come on.
I just wanna be nappy.
I know you do.
I'm not gonna keep on getting a conk and weaves with lace in the front.
No weaves or lace in the front.
The broken edges will
stop. The broken edges
will
stop.
So I can be happy. Happy to be nappy.
Happy to be nappy.
Just
use lots of grease.
Rub it
through your hair now. Come on.
It won't hurt.
It won't hurt a thing.
When you run through my hair.
Rub it through your hair.
If it's natural.
Come on now.
It's good. Don't you
be free. Yourself all the chemicals in your hair. That's what you gotta do now. Bring it down right now. Come on, do what I say.
You should know
what I'm talking about. Take that hot ass wig off your head. Let it be nappy. Let it be nappy. Break it down right here. Break it down.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. The dugout too. Let it be nappy. Don't you wanna let it be nappy. Nappy? Let it be nappy. And all things that is right and all things that is God.
Did that fool say take that hot ass wig off?
Yes, Steve, yes.
And let it be nappy.
Home run, Jay.
Oh, just added it to the list, like Kirk Franklin. Yeah, he sounded just like Kirk.
Come on.
Come on. Stupid.
See that.
Jesus, take the comb.
Come on, let it be nappy right now. All that is Christian. What Kirk Franklin is God's littlest Christian.
Leave that comb up on the stove.
Man. What they say down at Family Feud? Steve,
where'd you get him from?
I don't know where you got that man from. One lady said, "I'm back." Oh, I'm back. I was trying not to find another way to listen to that show. Now I found it. Now ain't lost him. Him.
Wow.
Somebody told me once, "Hey, man, you got all the talented people on your show." Come on, Monique.
Come on, Mo. Run that back.
Come on, Jay. Coming up, Mo Monique and what she said. Yes, get it off of me. Yeah, let somebody else be the headline story. MC, did you see the video? Come on, Monique.
Oh, well.
Great. Oh, well.
Well, just put Kirk's name on the list.
Yeah, I've got Kirk's in the list. All right. I'm sorry.
All right. Got anybody else got something crazy?
All right, we got the prank phone call. Coming up, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all ready for it?
Yes.
The prank right here is called Surrogate Mother. Surrogate Mother.
Oh, Lord.
Hello? Yeah, Roger, can I speak to Roger?
Yeah, it's Roger.
Hey, this is Calvin, man. How you doing? I go to the same church y'all go to.
Okay.
I got your number from one of the guys at the church, man. They told me that if I wanted to talk to you, I could reach out to you or whatever. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How can I help?
Your wife, man, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but she seems to be real fit. Does she work out all the time?
Yeah, she go to the gym every once in a while, bro. Yeah. Who is this, bro?
Like I said, my name's Calvin, man. We go to the same church. Listen, me and my wife been trying for a long time, man, to actually have some kids. And okay. To be honest with you, Roger, man, it just ain't happening, dog. I mean, we've been trying and trying. But what I'm trying to do now is just find another type of way to make this happen. Now, you say your wife is in good condition, right?
My wife is in good condition, brother. What does she got to do with you and your wife trying to have a baby?
She, you know, now, y'all already got kids, don't you? Y'all got, like, from what the brother at the church told me, y'all got three kids, right?
Yeah, we got three. I got two boys and a girl.
Okay. Here's what I'm trying to do, man. I was hoping that I could find somebody, a female, that would be a good surrogate mother.
A what?
You know, what I'm saying is, like, because my wife, I mean, you know, we want to have kids, man. We want to have a family.
Oh, hold on, brother. You just said you looking for a surrogate mother, and the brother of the church told you to call me?
Well, no. Ain't nobody tell me to actually call you. I asked them about you and your wife. You know, I asked them for your phone number so I could actually call you myself, man.
Wait a minute. So you've been eyeing my wife?
No. See, you're looking at it wrong. Listen. What I was saying is that your wife just seems like a healthy, healthy person. I want to be able to have a healthy child, man. I really do, man. Me and my wife, we...
Let's you call me about my wife, and you want her to be a surrogate mother for you. I don't even know why we on the phone, brother.
Here's the real deal, man. Me and my wife, we can't have kids. We tried and tried and tried. And, you know, biologically, we just been going through it and going through it, man. And I was just, you know, I've seen your wife. She's healthy. I see y'all at church all the time. And I was just, like, reaching out, man, maybe somebody wouldn't mind being the surrogate mother for me and my wife so we can have a child.
I think you're a surrogate mother.
Hold on,
brother. You calling me to see if my wife can be a surrogate mother to your child?
Dog, and I know it's crazy.
It's crazy. You know, you know what? Lost your mind, brother. Out of all the members in the church, you calling me to get my wife
to have your baby?
No, I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
It sounds
stupid.
But I'm just ignorant, brother.
I'm sorry?
You sound ignorant. Man, there's so many places to go adopt a baby. I can take you down to the county courthouse and show you kids need to adopt right now. But you can go to Africa like all the rest of them people and go find you a baby. You're going to call me and my wife? There's 20,000 members in this church. Do you know how stupid you sound, brother?
No, brother. Man, listen, man. I'm not trying to come across like that, man.
Well, how you trying to come across, brother? You done done it.
Just hear me out, man. I don't want you to...
Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man.
Okay. We looking for a surrogate mother. We seen your wife, and we thought she'd be a great surrogate mother. And I know it sounds crazy for me to pick you out of all the people that go to the church. I understand that, man. I do. But listen, we would love for your wife to be the surrogate mother, and we willing to pay for this.
Man, this ain't about...
But listen to me. If you don't mind, we don't want to do this with no test tubes and all that, where they mix my seed with her with her egg. We want to do this naturally.
Wait, whoa. You want to repeat what the you just said, man.
You got to understand, a real man want to do it realistically. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Brother, hold on, brother. Are you telling me that you want to have sex with my wife?
But I mean, you want to have
me lose all my Christianity right now, brother.
You want to have a baby the real way, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn having the fake way. You tell me you want to lay down in a bed with my wife?
But, dog, you already got three kids. Think about the people that can't have them, man.
Don't go adopt the baby, man. Take your down and go adopt the damn baby. Because you didn't go see a damn psychiatrist.
Bro,
have your baby. Do you know what you sound like? Dog, you crazy?
I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
How did you get my number, man?
Listen to me. I got your number from one of the brothers at the church. Now, listen, I'm going to just be real with you like a man. I wanted to come at you first and talk to you like a man and see, you know, if you was cool with the proposition. But look, come Sunday, I'm going to go to your wife and just talk to her.
What?
I'm just going to talk to your wife and see if
you done lost your mind. I told you to answer no. Now you tell me you're going to go around me and what you ain't going to do is talk to my wife.
I'm telling you right now, I'm talking to your wife.
You call my wife,
okay?
I'm going to tell you what's really going to happen.
I'm talking to your wife next Sunday. I'm not going to go through this with you back and forth. I'm talking to her next Sunday.
Next Sunday, I'm going to whoop your
You ain't going to do nothing to me.
I'm going to whoop your
Me and my wife, we deserve a child, too. You ain't going to stand in the middle of this.
I'm in the middle of this. You lost your mind. You talk to my wife next week you want to.
I got one more thing I want to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say what the you gotta say so you can get off my phone.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
What? This is who?
Listen, who is this man? This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your homeboy got me to prank phone call you.
Man, I'm over here, man. My head is spinning.
You all right, man?
You got me calling, brother. I'm ready to fight, brother.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, big dog.
What's up, man?
What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all got me this morning, man. Y'all got me, man.
Stupid enough
crazy
for you.
Huh? Whoa, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Is that a question?
Hey, proud of
gotta keep
he
it.
Don't care.
Stupid.
He just don't care. He don't care.
You're not supposed
about
to.
His life.
No.
Stupid continues. June 30th, MegaFest is going down at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center, Convention Center in Dallas, Texas. June 30th, A Time to Laugh, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy, and
that's
the headline of the one and only.
I've heard of that center. Where is that at? The K Bailey.
That is right by, that's not, you know, all of it's connected with the Junior Black Academy for Arts and Letters. All of that's one big, huge convention center. And it's patched into the Omni Hotel.
Yeah. That's probably what they used to just call the Dallas Convention Center.
Yeah.
Right.
Huge.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's now the K Bailey Hutchinson.
K Bailey Hutchinson Center.
Mm. Yes, sir. MegaFest jumping off the comedy
show
June 30th. Sir?
Who all on the show?
Me, Cedric the Entertainer, J.J. Williamson,
I'm forgetting this young lady's name. That's on Insecure. That's a TV show on HBO. Wow. I apologize. Wow. From my understanding, she's an incredible comedian. Oh, I can't wait to watch.
It's a Ray.
No, that's not the one. That's the lead in the show.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
hey,
she's the lead.
I'm telling y'all, this don't sound good. Let's just go with the entertainer, you and whoever you
know. I did that.
Quit talking about the person that you don't know. Arguing about their name. Because if they're hearing this, their ass is mortified.
And Monique's on this show.
at Megafest.
I'll tell you
I got a story about Monique coming up. You don't want to miss
this. I bet
this.
You do.
Boy, they're going to be shocked this year.
But you're out.
Jay. Oh, man.
So finish, Tommy. Come on.
I'm done.
Why are you so sensitive, man?
One more time,
because it was so broken up, Tommy. Come on. We got time. Go ahead.
K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, June 30th, MegaFest, a Time to Laugh comedy show hosted by myself. Cedric the Entertainer is the headliner. Tickets on sale right now. Ooh, my voice shot.
Man, Tommy, golly, why are you so sensitive?
Man. Everybody,
man, why don't you smoke a joint and relax or
something?
Nah, me. Hey, I don't
want to join. Crazy.
I don't want no weed.
I don't want no weed with all that Hennessy. Hell.
Oh man, strawberry letter coming up. Subject.
Depressive.
Somebody better come and get this little boy. All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, that is correct. The strawberry letter is upon us. Subject, somebody better come get this little boy. Before we get to that, we got to talk about Monique, though. This is trending right now, Steve. Yes. You're all news, Steve. You and your memo
Monique
that went
has
out
from Friday.
Yeah. you're so yesterday.
Thank Monique, Steve. You should thank her.
Yes.
She helped you
send
out.
Send some flowers. Yeah.
She went in on Lee Daniels, Oprah Winfrey, and Tyler Perry over her allegedly being blackballed in Hollywood while performing at the Apollo Theater, the world famous Apollo Theater. You know it well, Steve, over the weekend.
I'll be up there in June, won't be saying none of that.
A video surfaced of Monique telling the audience she was whiteballed by some black D's. Not only did she single out Lee Daniels and Oprah, she also threw Tyler Perry's name in the mix for not paying her or treating her fairly. She told the crowd the media moguls could all suck her D if she had one. I know, this is crazy. Apparently, Monique called it whiteballing because it's white folks in Hollywood who no longer want to work with her. Take a listen.
Thank you, Mr. Lee Daniels. And see, I know they like to say, Monique, you talk too much. It would kill me not to say the real. It would kill me not to say the real. You are not paying me equally. You are not treating me fairly. So y'all can my if I had one.
All right.
It was like so she bad. She sounds like she actually had one.
It was so bad. The stump you rub for good luck got up and walked out.
At Apollo.
A lot.
I just want to say, man, just
what do you
want
to
say? Go as viral
Steve?
As you can. Just
get on out there.
Yeah.
Get it off me. Get it off me.
Get the story out there.
Yeah. Y'all pissed at me about a memo.
This tops a memo. This
I story. Just asked you not to talk to me. I didn't ask you to perform on me. Matter of fact, I don't want you doing
nothing to me. You did not just say
me.
That.
Oh, my goodness.
I just asked you to just make an appointment to talk to me. Stop ambushing me. That's all I ask people to do. Because I got 5 shows and a radio show. Everybody taking advantage of me. I just asked you, man, if you could just give me a minute, man, without impeding on my space all the damn time with your own personal agenda. But oh no, I got to get lambasted all over the damn TV screen. Well, Monique got a whole nother message for your ass. Monique. Man, hell, I support Monique. Man, hell yeah. Go viral, Monique. Speak your mind.
Monique.
Monique.
Well, next time we cover it up. Well, next time we do the story.
We'll be back with this same story in 15 minutes.
Yeah, there's other news to cover.
No, no more news.
Something that bothered me about a damn memo. How you like that memo now?
Oh, man.
Bet you'd rather have that memo than that request.
Is it time?
Yes.
All of a sudden, that memo ain't that damn bad, is it?
All right, it's time for the letter, right. Steve. Let's go.
Damn, I don't get nothing about this letter, man. Monique,
Let's go, nephew.
Nephew?
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Strawberry letter.
Hey, man. Hey. Come on, bro.
Get subject, somebody better come get this little boy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you was talking about Tommy.
That's the subject of the strawberry letter.
Yeah. No, I swear to God, I thought you were talking about Tommy. I was laughing.
No, Steve,
I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry,
dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my girlfriend for about a year now, and I love her to death. I feel like I've finally found my soulmate. Whenever we're around each other, you can just feel the love. But there's one problem. She has a very bad little boy. I have tried not to raise someone else's kid, but dang, her son is bad. He doesn't listen to anything anyone says to him, and he talks back to everyone, from his mama to his grandmama. He walks around the house pointing out what's all his, and he tells me not to mess with his stuff. If I try to clean up his toys, he says, that's my toy. If I try to get something to drink, he says, that's my cup. When I'm talking to his mom, he tells me, that's my mama. Whenever I talk to my girlfriend about her son, she brushes it off or gets mad. She always says that he doesn't know any better because he's only 3 years old, but he acts like he's 33. Steve, this little boy even sits on the couch and watches TV with his hand in his pants like a grown man. I need your help. What? I need your help. If I leave her because of her son, that would not be right. If I stay with her, I will have to put up with the kid disrespecting me, and that just ain't gonna happen. That's what he said in the letter. What should I do? Please help. This issue is definitely one to be taken up with your girlfriend, with your soulmate, with the love of your life. I mean, she's the mother. She's the one with the issue. She really is. When you talk to her about him, she gets mad or ignores it. I mean, yes, he's only 3 years old, but 3 years old, they know right from wrong at that point. He needs discipline. I'm not saying, you know, beat the kid or anything like that, but she's definitely wrong for not disciplining him and letting him know at that moment what not to do. He has the run of the house. They have allowed this. Where's his father in all of this? Is his father even around? This is an easy fix, I think. Correct the baby when he does wrong. Yeah, where is his father in all of this? Steve?
He ain't got no daddy. What's wrong with the little boy now? Ain't nobody fathering him. That's his whole problem. He has no male role model in his life. Now, this young man done come along, and he want to be that. But the boy done been running amok so long, the terrible twos then extended all off into his threes, because ain't no check and balance on this little boy. Mm. There is no check and balance on this boy. Now, I agree with Shirley in that you have to talk to the mom about this. But this ain't going to work, because every time you bring it up, she brush it off or get mad. Because, that you know, that's how they are about their kids sometimes. And when you come in there trying to raise somebody else's kids, man, because you see it going wrong, because you know of a better way, then guess what, bro? You're going to have to implement your better way. How many minutes I got?
One more. One more.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to pull him to the side. I done it many times.
Wait, what? He's got.
You
got
to pull him to the side. Yeah. I'm going to tell you when I come back exactly what you can do. But you got to pull his little ass off to the side. Yeah. I done been with people who had little boys before. Asked me to help raise their ass. Okay, I'll tell you what. Watch this here. You ain't my daddy. Okay, well, where is punk ass at then?
Yeah, where is he?
Yeah, you ain't my daddy. I might not be, but I bet you don't know where he at, though.
That's so now what you say.
First, we're going to get that straight. And when we come back, I'll tell you what you need to do to this boy.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back,
y'all. Mm-hmm. This letter, somebody better get this little boy. This man been dating this girl for about a year now, love her to death, got a soulmate, everything. But she got this little bad boy, and he tried to, you know, I have tried not to raise someone else's kid, but dang, her son is bad. He don't listen to anything. His mama, he don't listen to his grandmama. He walk around the house pointing out what's his, tell me mess with his stuff. I try to clean up his toys. He said, that's my toy. I get something to drink. That's my cup. I'm talking to his mama. He tell me that's my mama. When I talk to my girlfriend about the son, she brush it off or she get mad. She always says that he doesn't know any better because he's only three. The reason he don't know no better is because ain't nobody teaching him better.
That's right.
Children know what you teach them. Kids learn respect after you teach it to them. Children are born, like Martin Luther King said, with the drum major instinct. All kids want to be first. They cry for attention. They look for attention. They throw tantrums for attention. Well, once they start throwing these tantrums, you got to give them that other kind of attention so they don't want that no more. So now, he say, I will not put up with a kid disrespecting me. That ain't gonna happen. What should I do? Please help. Well, this is how you do it, bro. First of all, I've had a little boy tell me, you ain't my real daddy. And so I said, well, hell, your daddy ain't your real daddy. How about that? See, I've had boys tell me, you can't tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy. Where is your damn daddy?
Oh.
With his absent behind. Now I'm over here trying to help you, teach you something. You don't want, man, miss me with that. Here's what you got to do. You've got to get this boy to respect you. The best way to get him to respect you is because, see, he ain't never had no consequences. Now you can't give him consequences, but you can get his attention. And you start by playing with him. See, this is how you teach a boy the alpha male, through play. That's how they structure each other outside amongst each other themselves as friends. They play together. They determine amongst themselves who the alpha male is. Because they do that through play. It works in all animal kingdoms. So take him outside and play with him. Don't let him win a damn thing. He run past you, shoestring his ass. He run up on you, push him in the floor. Sometimes just play with him. Just snatch him, throw him way up in the air. Scare his little ass, but catch him. but put your man on him. Let him feel your strength. Mm. So he go, damn, this dude right here different. But y'all just playing though. But you playing just a little rough though. Just a little bit. No, you don't want to hurt him. He ain't got to get made to cry. But he's got to have that sudden burst of strength coming from you like, damn, did he just snatch my ass up by the collar and now I'm up in his face and he talked to him, put me down, that's my shirt. Yeah, well, it is your shirt, but I got all of it in my hand. So, son, young man, you got to put your man on this little boy so he'll know the difference between his mama, his grandmama, and that alpha male sitting over there, because he'll snatch my ass up to the point where he'll start growing a respect for you. And then it'll eventually turn around. But then you're going to have to say something to him just in his ear. Just in his ear. Just nobody can say, I'm going to beat your ass. Just, you know, just keep on moving. You ain't got to say nothing. I'm stronger than you. How your weak ass feel today? And then snatch him up right quick. Throw him way up in the air. And damn near don't catch him. Scares her ass half to death.
He's 3 years old, Steve.
He three.
You throw him real high.
Yeah, you toss his ass up there nice.
Three.
No, but I'm just telling you how you do it. I don't want you to hurt the child. Mm-mm. Don't hurt the baby at all. Don't hurt him at all. But you can play with him, though, like men play, and rough him a little bit and have his attention. Don't hurt the boy. No, we ain't trying to hurt nobody, be abusive. But we do want his attention. And you get his attention with your strength. And after a while, he going to go, wait a minute. You know, like take him somewhere and just hold him. And when he starts squirming to get out, just tighten the grip a little bit. Then, and then squeeze him where the voice don't come out that good. And just keep that strength on him. I do it. I was holding my grandson the other day, little BJ. Uh-huh. He want to get out. So he got a little whine he do when he wanted his mama's attention. So mm-hmm. I just locked him up. I just squeezed him a little bit tight. Then I make it where you just need to focus on your breathing because hollering ain't working. So how about you just breathe regular? And I just locked him and he be just squirming. You know, he can squirm with his mama. She damn near dropping because he big. Me, you squirming with me, that ain't nothing. I just put that strength on him. So now he know when he go over there to see Pawpaw, this the strong man. Let me quit tripping. And if I start tripping, he going to lock me up. So now let me just be quiet before this grip get tight. You just got to keep putting that man on him and you're going to be fine. Somebody got to be the alpha. I had little Noah over here yesterday on Mother's Day. They all came over here to see my little Noah just as cool. He come see me. He run right up to me. Pow, pow. But I throw his ass way up in the air. His little eyes get big. He come down. He go, and then he go, ha, ha. Then he laugh. But at first, though.
Yeah.
Hey. I know he wanted to go, hey, N-word, this too high now.
Yeah, Pawpaw, come on now. What you doing?
Pawpaw, N, come on now. This too high.
Pawpaw, N.
Yeah. I know that's what he wanted to say. And that's what you got to do. That's my answer to the letter. Now, what you want to talk about, Shirley?
Well, it's not what I want to talk about. It's what you want to talk about, what we've been talking about all morning. Well, Monique.
Yeah, what happened now?
What happened?
Wait, say that again.
What happened all right. now?
She went in on Lee Daniels, Oprah, and Tyler Perry. She was at the Apollo over the weekend. She was doing stand-up. I didn't even know she was still doing stand-up because it's been so long since we've heard from Monique. But she told the audience she was white-balled by some black D's. Not only did she single out Daniels and Oprah, she threw Tyler Perry's name in the mix for paying her and treating her, for not paying her and treating her fairly. She told the crowd the media moguls could all suck her D if she had one. And take a listen to this. This
is thank you, Mr. Lee Daniels. Thank you, Miss Oprah Winfrey. No, baby, I wasn't blackballed. I was by some hat. No, and see, I know they like to say, Monique, you talk too much. It would kill me not to say the real. It would kill me not to say the real. You are not paying me equally. You are not treating me fairly. So y'all can my if I had one.
Okay. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it's Weekend Confessions with a nephew. Because what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. So get on the phone and give us a call at 877-29-STEVE. The booth will be open. Confess.
Weekend Confessions coming up. But right now, it's... Miss USA, we got to talk about this. Congratulations
Pretty
to
girl.
The District of Columbia, D.C., has won back-to-back Miss USA titles. Karen Hi. McCullough, Kara McCullough is her name. She's a 25-year-old scientist working for the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. She was crowned on last night at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center on the Las Vegas Strip. We know it well. She will go on to compete in the Miss Universe contest. The pageant was hosted by Julianne Hough, Ashley Graham, and our man, Terrence J. McCullough's win isn't without controversy, though. During the first round of the question portion of the competition, McCullough was asked if affordable health care is a right or a privilege. Here's what she had to say. Take a listen.
Do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege, and why?
I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. As a government employee, I am granted health care. And I see firsthand that for one, to have health care, you need to have jobs. So therefore, we need to continue to cultivate this environment that we're given the opportunity to have health care as well as jobs to all the American citizens worldwide.
All right. People on Twitter, though, tweeted that health care should be a human right and not a privilege. So they disagreed with Miss D.C., Miss USA. McCullough later went on to answer the second question of the night. It was about what feminism means to her, or whether or not she is one herself. Here's what she said. Take a listen.
I've liked to lately transpose the word feminism to equalism. I don't really want to consider myself try not to consider myself like this, like die hard, you know, like, oh, I don't really care about men. But one thing I'm going to say is, though, women, we are just as equal as men when it comes to opportunity in the workplace.
All right. Yeah, some Twitter followers were upset about that. They say it's incredibly sad that in 2017, a woman is striving to occupy a position of influence without any understanding of what feminism really is. Hashtag yeah. Miss USA.
Yeah. Well, good thing she's fine.
Why you say that, Steve?
Don't you comment on none of the pageants. She's cute. You know what?
You're going to be up there saying crazy.
You're right, Carl.
At least be fine.
It helps.
It helps.
It really does.
And congratulations to Terrence J, too.
Terrence J doing an outstanding job hosting the second year in a row, boy. You go, Terrence J. I hurt him, too.
Yeah.
And he ain't got nobody name wrong yet. So another big up to Terrence J. Just keep it going, Terrence J. And also another one more big shout out to Monique this morning. Monique, I'm your boy. I've been your friend. I'm riding. I'm with you on everything you do. But on this one right here, I just wanted to say thank you. It ain't that I agree with what you're saying. I just want to say thank you, girl. Thank you for being brave and jumping out there and saying what was on your mind and getting some of this damn heat off me. Now, all of a sudden, that damn memo ain't that bad, is it?
Why do you always have to make it about you?
Yeah, well, I don't have to, but when you can, you should.
Take advantage of it, right?
Oh, I'm not going to let this one go by. I want to thank Monique's, her husband, Sydney. And just thank you.
The person recorded at the Apollo.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, this whole drama with Monique started shortly after she won her Oscar for Precious. Remember that. And then the rumors were circulating that she was tacky. She was difficult to work with. But according to Monique, Lee Daniels told her she was blacklisted in the industry for not playing the game because Monique didn't go around and do publicity for the movie Precious. She wanted to get paid for doing that. So that's when all the drama started.
That ain't gonna happen. Oh, so that's the history. But Monique was always a sweetheart of a person, man. Monique was always a sweetheart of a person. Now, her stand-up has always had that edge to it. Please understand that. Mm-hmm. Her stand-up has always had an edge to it. That has always been Monique's style. I understood that part of it. And part of this was her stand-up. And it was in a stand-up act. And can I be honest with you?
Yes, please.
I would love to hear the joke that was being told. Because we got a clip in the middle of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd love to hear, because a lot of times we often put our social commentary in our routine.
Mm-hmm. You understood why I took that back where I said no. First I said yes, then I said no.
I'd like to hear the joke after that.
There you go. What followed that?
What followed that joke? It was a good night. We love you, Apollo.
God bless.
God bless.
Or was it? Mother's Day is this Sunday.
I got CDs in the lobby. I mean, what do you say after
that? So that was the closer?
Yeah, you got to close with that.
Wow.
That joke is a closing joke.
That's a closing joke. That's a drop the mic.
It closes the set and possibly a career.
Oh, my God.
And Jay, you don't agree, right?
Not at all. Lee, call me. Yes. I will promote. Oprah. I will promote stuff I ain't even in.
Same thing with Oprah and Tyler.
Man, I just did Greenleaf. I worked for Tyler. Lee, if you need something promoted, I got a little time on this show. I'll push it for you.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you this right here.
Okay.
In the spirit of Tyler, I don't know Lee Daniels at all, but in the spirit of Tyler and in the spirit of Oprah, those people, I could tell you for a fact, are not, you know, blackballing anybody per se. They just too big for them. You know, they may not pick you again, but that's on your own doing. But I don't think they making phone calls going, leave, don't touch her. I wouldn't know that about Tyler to be true or Oprah. at all. I just don't.
All right, coming up, Weekend Confessions with the nephew. Call us 877-29-STEVE.
Thank you, Monique.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, Weekend Confessions. This is all it's you right sad. Here, nephew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not here to help you. I'm just here to, I just want to hear what you're going through. Give us a call, 877-29-STEVE. It's time to confess whatever you did over the weekend. Don't call in here with your real name, find you another name, and just let it all out. Let the nephew hear what you're going through.
All right, let's go to the phones. Line one, let's go to James out of Tennessee.
James.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
It's all good, man.
What's your confession?
My confession is that, man, my girlfriend, she's always hanging out with her friends and her family on the weekends. You know, she's always going out of town with them every weekend. But when I try to do it, you know, there's a big problem. There's a big argument about it. You know, I can't do what she do. When I do the same thing, she do, there's a problem. So this weekend, she decides she's going to hang out with her mom and her sister. I said, cool, I got to work. But I really didn't have to work. So I decided to go to Atlanta. You know, so when she called me, I told her I was at work. I couldn't talk on the phone. Normally, that's how it is when I'm at work. But I wasn't doing the type of work that she thought I was doing. So when she got back Sunday, you know, I came back in with my work clothes on, and she's like, how was work this week? I was, oh, man, work was good. I got all sweaty and wet at work, so work was good, man.
So you made it through. She don't know nothing.
She don't know nothing, man.
She going back out of town next week?
Yes, sir. So am
and
I.
You too.
Go ahead, Zach. He's going back to work.
Work your job. Yeah, always keep them work clothes in there.
Just a little overtime, yeah.
Keep them work clothes in the trunk and keep them sweaty so you can put that on when you come in.
Definitely overtime.
That is not good advice,
I'm
Jay.
I'm with Tommy no matter what he says.
You stupid.
I hear you back there, Jay Anthony Brown.
I'm with Tommy, man. Tommy's absolutely right. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay, I got a character for you called Uncle Overall, man.
We have enough characters on this show. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we love the suggestion.
Character overload.
We got characters we can't even get on the show, so we good on characters, partner.
Thank you, James.
All right, James. Thank you. Let's go to line two and talk to TJ out of Kentucky. He's smart. He didn't give us his real name.
TJ.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Good morning. Good morning, man. What's your confession?
All right, don't judge me, man. But look, I ended up skipping out on the Mother's Day bill yesterday, man.
God, dog.
No. First of all, we get there. They say it's a 25-minute wait. I'm cool with that. I know it's Mother's Day. They sit us down. It takes about 15 minutes just for the server to come by. They don't apologize for it. My drink was wrong. So I'm like, I'll just order the Sam Adams. They gave me a Bud Light. I'm like, all right, whatever. Just give me a Jim Beam. You can't mess that up. Just Jim Beam, neat.
Mm-hmm.
Wait about 15 minutes for that. Order the food. My youngest daughter's food was burnt. My oldest daughter's food got there about 15 minutes late. I'm going, this can't be real. So it actually took another server to come by. They're like, are y'all all right? I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know what? I was like, my wife was just completely frustrated. I said, go ahead, go to the car. She looked at me like, what are you doing? I said, just go ahead, go to the car.
The bill came. We're going to make a run for it.
She was like, what are you doing? Just go to the car. Now, I know everybody, you know, with the supermarkets, I went ahead and bought some gift cards because, you know, it gets little Kroger points and whatnot. So I bought a little $50, you know, gift card. I look at the bill. I'm like, all right, $150. And I'm about 30 feet from that front door. I slipped that gift card in there. I said, it's about $200 on that gift card. Like, all right. They went all the way to the back. I just slipped out. And my wife knew about it. My wife let me have it last night.
Well, you didn't pay.
Wait. I'm a little lost. Maybe I missed something. The bill was $150, right?
Uh-huh. The bill was about what? The bill was about $150.
Yeah, I've done.
And you left a gift card that was $200.
No, I told the waitress it was about $200.
Right, $50.
I got it. So she bought $100 short.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Now, I should have tipped the other waiter.
That helped you.
Yeah,
that's so wrong.
And so, TJ,
you think they might come looking for you?
Nah. We just out of there.
You need your ass whipped. I own a restaurant. You need your ass whipped.
I left out when the waiter was cutting off my wife. That's what really just kind of.
I know what you're saying, but yeah, as a restaurant owner,
No, Jay, you agree with everything Tommy's saying.
Come on, Steve.
Weekend confessions. He confessed.
Tommy, you agree with me?
Yeah. I always agree with you, Jay. You did your thing, TJ. I ain't mad at you. Happy belated Mother's Day to your wife.
She let her
next
have
caller,
it, though.
Shirley.
All right, let's go to line three and talk to Keisha out of Illinois.
Keisha.
Hey. What's up, morning crew? That's hey, Keisha. Steve, Carla, Shirley, Tommy, Julia, Jay. It's a lot of y'all.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, we're crowded. Uh-huh.
What's your confession, okay, baby?
So my confession is, first of all, I can write a strawberry book with my confession, but I'm going to simmer it down. I found out that my husband was cheating, and he'd been cheating the whole time we was married. We've been married for 3 years. Aww. So I decided, okay, I'm a patient person. I didn't get the information and just go ballistic. I got the information and I put it in my arsenal. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So the weekend came and he worked nights, right? He worked like all night into like early in the morning. So I don't see him until the next day. So I was taking him to work. I had to drop him off and I was like, look, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to be married. I don't want to be with you. I had handed him my phone and I was like, I got something to do and I got somewhere to go. And he was like, arguing with me about why do I want to leave? And I was like, no, I'm leaving. I'm going to put your stuff out. So when I got home last night, I got everything. I mean, everything. And I put it all out on the curb, left, went over somebody else's house. And I wasn't there when he came home this morning, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, God.
Hang on, we're going to get some more of this information when we come back. It's good, Tommy.
We're intrigued.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you're hiring, posting your job on just one site isn't enough. So where do you go to find top talent? With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Let ZipRecruiter's powerful technology match your job to the right candidates and use their sample dashboard to find your perfect hire. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. All right?
All right.
We're in the middle of weekend
confessions, baby.
Yeah, we were talking to Keisha, right?
And before you close out the confessions, I have one, Tommy. But go ahead and finish up.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go. We're going back to Keisha. Keisha dropped her husband off at work and told him that it was pretty much a wrap and went home and packed all his stuff and put it outside. Keisha.
Line three, Cat.
All right, baby. So that's just it. Is he going to even be able to get back home from work?
Oh, nah, because I'm not going to get his old dusty self. Let me tell you something. This man, it should be a whole nother show about how people cheat on Facebook. The brother then cheated with everybody from the lady who gave us a dog to one of my students' parents. The dude been busy, okay? So when I handed him the phone, it was a bunch of screenshots of his Facebook messages to the chick.
So he's just cold busted.
He just couldn't understand, like, oh my God. You can't explain that. So he ain't got nowhere to go.
Well, but Keisha, you've been going in his phone. How long you been going through his phone?
Look, I go in the brother's phone, but it didn't even matter that I was going in the brother's phone. He had a whole nother Facebook alias page that he was like doing everything with, and the brother was so comfortable that everything was there. Okay, everything.
Not my husband. But
why is she calling her husband?
The brother.
Not the husband, but the brother.
The brother.
I know.
Keisha, you through. Huh?
She's really through. You know how we know she's through, men? She's calm. She's calm. She's calm.
She's made her decision.
Yeah, she's calm.
I have made
she's
up
done.
My mind. As a matter of fact, my confession is that I'm relieved the brother gonna be gone. Okay.
The brother. Yeah. Once you refer to as the brother and you're the husband, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You gonna keep the dog too, baby?
Yes.
Where's the dog going? With him or with you?
Oh, the dog got to go with him. Especially if you're gonna be messing with the lady who done gave us the dog.
Yeah. You don't want that dog.
Every time I see this dog,
you'd start that dog to death.
Oh, hell no, that dog being a life of misery.
You might as well
turn that dog into Michael Vick and boys.
Can you take me to Michael Vick's house? I get treated better over there.
Hell yeah.
The dog don't even know why it's got to go. No.
Keisha, we're with you, girl.
We know two people who are through.
Yeah.
Good luck, baby.
Keisha and the brother.
And Monique.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go with line six, Tommy. Let's go to Kevin. Oh, we have
Kevin.
Good morning, crew. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. Real fast, man. We ain't got a lot of time. What's your confession?
Well, my confession is I hooked up with my married ex over the weekend.
Ooh. Married ex.
Wow. That was quick.
Okay. Nice. Kevin, you married?
No, I'm single.
Okay. Is she married?
Yes.
That's what married ex
is. That's what married ex is.
Hey, man, you need to pay attention to
your
segment.
You need education to run your segment.
A degree?
Damn.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, the thing was, Friday, I went out, right, and went to this certain club. And we met up, you know, I was sitting at the bar having a few drinks, and she came up and she recognized me. So we got to talking, right? So after we left the club,
Two seconds, man. Hey, man, just hang on. We got to hit all these as carryovers. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay.
All right. I love that.
We are still in weekend confessions. We got Kevin still on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, that was line six, Kat.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and finish, man.
Yeah, well, like I said, we hooked up and got to a hotel room, and I'm going to just put it like this, Tommy. It was 50 Shades Darker Part 2. Just put it like that.
You put some work in, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, I don't know how she
made me proud.
This. Sir?
Did you make me proud?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Now, is your married ex married, Kevin?
No, ma'am.
Curious. Oh, okay.
No, I'm single, but then she calls me the next day and wants to know if she should tell her husband. I told her that was up to her, and I hung up the phone.
No,
can't she tell her husband?
What?
Not if she like Al.
Damn, I want to help you, not Kevin. You don't care, Kevin?
You don't care?
I care about her, but my thing is that was on her. I wasn't out there looking for it.
Mm-hmm. Food.
He's
country. Your thing should be country. A weapon. That's what your thing should be.
Yeah.
You think y'all gonna hook up again, man?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
After that, tell your husband comment.
Yeah. What if she tells him and he comes looking for you?
Well, he doesn't know where I stayed, so.
Well, she might tell him.
Well, I got something for him if he do.
That sounds good on the phone, sir.
This is crazy right here.
All right,
so you're done, Kevin. He's done.
Be safe. Kevin.
Watch your back.
Keep putting in 50 Shades of Grey work, partner.
So he's done. We're clear. He's done, right?
Okay. See, he got something fun.
All right, let's go to line four and talk to Jonah out of Mississippi.
Mm-mm. Jonah.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. What's your confession?
Hey, Tommy, you want somebody else to do your segment, dog?
I'm good. I'm good.
Is dry today.
Yes.
My partner had me to deliver his mother a Mother's Day present because he had to work.
Okay.
I got there, and I guess she had just got out the shower. She came to the door. She had it fully. I mean, she had a big, long house coat on. I gave her the gift, and then she said, "But you want something, some breakfast?" I said, "Well, yes, ma'am. I don't, you know, I'm good with that." She picked me a plate. I sat down at the nook to eat, and by the time I heard her yell, and she had, I get burned a hand on the stove. I rushed in and to help her out, and I happened to step on the bottom
a house
of
her
house coat, and it came open.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry," and kind of, you know, turned my head, and she was like, "Baby, that's okay, but you act like you ain't never seen a woman before."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Well, yes, ma'am, but no, ma'am, you know." And she said, "Well, look here, don't act." And I put in
work. God, dog, Jonah. Can we come back to Jonah? Hell, I got to get the rest of this.
Hey, man, this is the best confession you've ever had. And you ain't even up to...
All right, we back. Weekend confessions. We got Jonah on the line. Jonah went by his boy's mother's house to drop off a gift. She cooked him some breakfast. She burnt her hand. He stepped on the hem of the house coat. Everything came open, and that's where we come back to Jonah to get the rest of the story.
Yeah, Jonah was on line four, Kat. Jonah, line four, out of Mississippi.
Yes, sir. And after the house coat came open, like I said, she came on to me, and it was more or less like, "Well, what you going to do now?" I felt uncomfortable, but after she made the first move and grabbed me, and it was more like, "Attention, hey."
Yeah.
I had to go for what I know.
Okay. And she just kept the burnt hand in the air the whole time?
You're stupid.
She has an island in the middle, and she put her hand under the water and threw one leg up on it.
So she was taking care of the hand and taking care of you at the same time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Multitasking. Incredible mama.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. She's flexible that she can put her leg up on the island. That's good right there. Yeah.
How long was you over there? How long did this go on?
45 minutes.
Go ahead, Jonah. That's it. Yep. Now, that's how you bring over a Mother's Day present, though, just like that.
How does she look? Is she a very attractive lady?
Well-preserved for her age.
Okay. Not like George Wallace's mama, right?
You
got the hell out of there with George Wallace.
Well, hold up, though, Jonah.
Shut up, Jay.
Be quiet, Jay.
Jonah, Jonah, you stood up and put in work for 45 minutes?
Yes, sir.
God.
I'm a man.
If this boy here just found a friend,
surprise, Tony.
I'm a man.
45 minutes.
You know that's right, Jonah. I think Jonah just found freedom. He just, I'm a man.
I'm a man.
What you talking about? I was a little surprised. When last time you put in 45 minutes of standing straight up work?
With a nap, I could. You know.
Okay, so Jonah, let's talk. Let's talk about your boy, because this one of your partners' wife, mama, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's. I know you feel a little bad about that part, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you ain't told him?
No.
You got to tell him.
No.
Yeah, you have to.
The grave. I got to catch up to the grave.
But are you going back over to mama's house, though?
Yes, I don't know about that one.
You reckon you may go then?
Why does he sound like John Coffey from the Green Mile?
I mean, if my boy go, I have to go with him. But other than that, no.
But you're going to tell me when your boy go out of town, you might not slide back by there just to check on him?
That does sound like John Coffey.
Like the drink, sir.
Oh, you spelled it.
No, sir. Yeah. No, I was sir, a little too late.
I ain't going back over there. I swear to God, sir.
Jonah, for real.
Explain it to the rest of the, you know, his siblings. I mean, you know, if I keep popping up like that.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you do if he asked you to take something else back over to his mama? You just have a fit? I can't go over there, man. I can't do that.
I might have to make an excuse up. I don't know. I don't, you know. I don't know.
How old is his mama, man?
She between 55 and 60.
Oh, them good numbers, boy.
Good numbers, man.
And she's well preserved for her age.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How old are you, Jonah?
39.
Do the math. Do the math. 39 goes into 55. 45 minutes.
I'm stuck on Junior, though. You reckon?
Yeah, he said he didn't know. Sure, I just had to give it to him how he could understand it. Well, you reckon you may go back?
Well, maybe directly after a while.
Right, Steve, right.
But you know, it's been a little while ago before I went twinks there.
Man. You got anything to take over to your mama house, man? Because I ain't doing that.
I liable to not be forthright about it.
What?
You tell I you? Said I liable to not be forthright about it. Next
the
time.
Slaves have come out.
Slave mentality, man.
Wow.
Jay, he just made it. He just made freedom this past week.
That stuff must be good. Turn him into a slave. Didn't I swear to God, I ain't going back over there. Hush, now don't sit like
on that island.
Oh, no, sir.
Is Jonah your real name?
Oh, yes, it is. Even better, John Coffey, I'm telling you.
Today it is? Okay.
Yes, sir. Jonah's my name.
Well, man, I don't know him to give advice, man, but you ought to at least swing back a couple of times to check on mama, man. Just make sure she's all right. See how mama doing. Get you some more breakfast and get that leg hiked up on that island one more time.
I'm supposed to be turning out, not getting turned out.
You going back over there. Stop lying. You going back over there. Probably over there now. Calling from there right now.
He in the kitchen.
This is crazy.
She upstairs in some Epsom salt. Oh,
because of that leg. Soaking that leg.
He downstairs eating shortcakes.
What did you say, Steve? What?
See, when she get back with that prescription, it's going to be over.
Oh, God.
We'll preserve.
Okay.
Wow. Jonah.
Get your confession off your chest. I appreciate you calling, man.
I have a good day.
All right. Yeah. I reckon we will.
Yeah. I reckon we will.
Hush now. Hush.
It's over to Mrs. Cornbread.
Man, okay. It was a good day.
It was a good day.
It was a good day.
One thing about it afterwards, though, I don't feel no ways tired.
After 45 long minutes, you
Keep
don't?
Cornbread,
I still
sure
don't feel no ways tired.
Come on, James Cleveland.
A couple of them thighs, though, will you keep the cornbread?
Y'all have a great weekend.
It's Monday.
Looking forward to it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.